We Have in Jesus by Joseph Scriven, 1855. God gives us so many gifts we can never begin to count them all. But one gift that is quickly noted and greatly valued is the gift of friendship. A meaningful friendship includes the natural exchange of giving and receiving as it brings out the closely guarded thoughts of one's heart in a safe, non-judgmental relationships. Eleanor Roosevelt is credited with this thoughtful quote, "Many people will walk in and out of your life, but only true friends will leave footprints in your heart." Proverbs 18:24 describes a friend as one who will stick closer to you than your own brother. Joseph Scriven was born in Dublin, Ireland in 1819, where he received a good education, plenty of this world's goods, and a loving family. At 23 years of age, he was engaged, but tragedy struck on the eve of his wedding day. His bride-to-be, while crossing a bridge over the River Bann, was thrown from her horse and drowned in full view of her fiancé, who was awaiting her arrival on the other side. A couple years after this heartbreaking event, Joseph Scriven immigrated to Canada. He lived a simple, obscure life as a tutor, but devoted his extra time to being a friend and helper to those in need, earning him the honorable title, the Good Samaritan of Port Hope. He cut firewood for widows, reached out to the handicapped and poor, and gave away his money and clothing to those in need. Nearly 20 years later, he fell in love again, this time with Eliza Roche. They became engaged, but tragically she contracted tuberculosis, and after 3 years of illness, she too passed away. The well-known hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," was born out of a heart of great sorrow and deep searching. Most accounts indicate that Mr. Scriven wrote this poem and sent it to his mother, who was undergoing personal difficulty, but one account reports that he wrote this poem in response to Mrs. Scriven's deep concern for his lingering bereavement. Whatever the inspiration for this poem, originally titled "Pray Without Ceasing," it has brought countless blessings to millions over the 150 years that it has been sung. Scriven never took credit for this hymn until 30 years later, prior to his death in 1886. A caring friend discovered Joseph's original manuscript of the hymn while searching a drawer on behalf of his patient. He asked, "How did you come to write such a beautiful hymn?" On his deathbed, Scriven replied, "The Lord and I did it between us." Well, perhaps it's a simplicity and lack of profundity in the words, in union with a simple, memorizable melody, that endears this beautiful hymn to both young and old alike. No words of explanation are needed to further clarify the meaning of this hymn. No matter what the difficulty we face, the hymn repeatedly instructs us, take it to the Lord in prayer. And that's what we're going to do. Let's pray. Jesus, I lay before you all that concerns my heart. The peace robbers such as loneliness, physical pain, emotional turmoil, unconfessed sin, needless worry, deep sorrow. You know all that I'm going through, and you don't want me to bear these burdens alone. I cast all my cares upon you because you care so deeply for me. You carried out the ultimate sacrifice of friendship when you died for my sins, and you draw the most beautiful picture of a true friend through your immortal words, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends."